Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 28th, 2012. This is Wednesday in the fifth week in Lent, just a few days away from Palm Sunday, this coming Sunday, and then Holy Week. No matter how we started Lent, or how many of our good intentions went by the wayside as life crowded in on us, the season is still here. There's still a few days left. There still may be an opportunity to pause, to drink deeply from the grace of God. There may yet be a new insight, or an answered prayer, or a renewed commitment to living the life of faith. This is not an easy season. Spring is bursting out all around us, unseasonably so here in Wisconsin. But we're still in the desert. We feel the lengthening of days and we want to ride a bike or get out our running shoes. We want to have some fun after being cooped up in the house in the winter. And Lent still calls us not away from those things, not away from life, but Lent calls us to more fully enter into the life we're living. We're always pushing ahead, always looking for the next thing, always planning far, far into the future. And yet, in these waning days of Lent, we have an opportunity to be still. We have an opportunity to listen for what God may be telling us just ahead of the holiest of all weeks. In today's daily office reading, we've jumped from 1 Corinthians to Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. And I just want to lift out one verse for our brief reflection this evening. Paul writes, "Thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession, and through us spreads in every place the fragrance that comes from knowing Him." Maybe at this point in Lent, it doesn't feel so much like a triumphal procession. Maybe it feels like we're winded, and we're just stumbling our way to the finish line, which is Easter. But it isn't on us. It isn't up to us. It is Christ living through us, says Paul. And because we are in Christ and Christ is in us and we are the body of Christ in this world, we are the people who spread the good news simply by being who we are. So, put on the running shoes. Jump on the bike. Enjoy smelling the new blooms of flowers. Completely immerse yourself into the lengthening of days. Because this is the life that God has given us to live. And we live it in Christ and for Christ. And the way that the rest of the world knows the good news of Christ is because we're out there being led in triumphal procession and spreading the fragrance of good news everywhere we go. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, renew in us the gifts of your mercy, increase our faith, strengthen our hope, enlighten our understanding, widen our charity, and make us ready to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Until tomorrow, may the peace of the Lord be with you.